In Vietnamese, when we pray the first joyful mystery, we said,
Thứ nhất thiền ấm, thiên thần truyền tin cho Đức Bà chịu thai, tại xin cho được ở khiêm nhường.
It means that the first mystery, let us reflect, when the angel announced the good news to the Blessed Virgin Mary, may we also ask that we have the heart that is humble like her. And I think this virtue of humility is important because in Latin, oftentimes, there's a famous phrase that is often said, humilitas veritas est. Humility is the truth because humility shows forth the truth. My brothers and sisters, in the first reading today, King Ahaz already set his mind on seeking worldly and political alliance. He was not setting his mind on seeking the Lord's will. And here's the irony, and that's why the prophet Isaiah gave him a sign that he didn't want to look for, a sign of the God who will be with them, the sign of Emmanuel, the sign that God is always present with his people instead of the sign that he wanted to seek, the sign that is based on politics, the sign that is based on human powers, the sign that is based on human alliance, in order to save himself. The sign of the Emmanuel, God is with us, it's a great sign that can only be understood through humility and through the openness of one heart to God's plan. And therefore, the second reading too, the letter to the Hebrews reminds us that our greatest sacrifice is the sacrifice that comes from the heart, because not only on the action that is outside or how expensive our gifts or how big our gifts might be to God, he looks into the heart and he desires our offerings that comes from the heart. And that is important for us to remember that when we come to Mass, when we live our faith, humility is important because humility reveals the truth that comes deep from within us. We can preach all the right things. We can say all the right things. We can please people with eloquent words. And we can be this and that. But at the end of the day, without humility, the fruit that we will bear will sooner or later come out. Because deep within our heart, we have to know that our words, our actions are the extension of who we are. And if we are humble and if we are genuine inside, then we will have the space for God to be the center of our life, for God to overtake us, and for God to make everything belong to him. Mary, Mother Mary, had humility today, and that's why she was called full of grace. If her heart was full of herself, then she wouldn't be able to receive the grace, which is the manifestation of God's love for her. If she was full of herself, her own plan, then God could never fill her. God could never be at work in her. She was called full of grace because she was humble so that her heart could be filled with his love and his love transform her. Today, Mother Mary also teaches us an important virtue that springs forth from humility, trust. Trust and hope are almost the same thing, because trust springs forth from the virtue of hope. And in this day and age, with what's going on around us, I think hope is important for us to remember. That hope isn't something wishy-washy. We don't say, oh, I hope this will happen. Oh, I hope this will end. I hope this will change. No, our hope isn't based on the how and the what. Our hope is based on who. Our hope is based on God, who is faithful. God, who will give us the grace that is needed to embrace our mission, the future, the unknown, even though we don't have control over them now. Mary was full of grace and full of hope because she knew who she was as a humble servant of the Lord. And she knew what God calls her to be. Full of hope, full of him, trusting in him. May Mother Mary intercede for us, my brothers and sisters, especially during this time when there are so many things trying to destroy our hope in God, trying to destroy our joy, trying to destroy our faith, trying to destroy who we are by telling us that God has abandoned us, that the world have won, that evil is too great for us to overcome. Yet, full of grace and full of hope from Mary, remind us that we know who God is, and He is the one whom we put our hope, our faith, our trust, our everything.